Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Today's podcast comes to us from United student Elijah McKnight. I think I can. Many of us would like to be this optimistic when tough trials and tribulations come our way. I recall those famous words from The Little Engine That Could, a children's book that was read to me as a child. Maybe you've heard these words as a child as well, or maybe you could recall not so long ago reading them to your own mature son or daughter. Then again, maybe you have not heard these famous words at all, but maybe you can recall some encouraging words that came from another source, like a mentor, best friend, or spouse. The Apostle Paul has some encouraging words for the person who wants to live for God, but doesn't have the willpower to do it. In Philippians 2, 12-13, the Apostle says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." Apparently, the Philippians did not have a problem with obedience, but Paul lays out the secret. Working out our salvation comes through the reverence and submission to God. Not only does God work in us to act according to his purpose, but also to have the will to do it in the first place. When I was getting ready to begin my first semester at United, I contacted Dr. David Watson and shared some personal struggles and concerns I had about my life and ministry. After I calmed down and released most of my frustration over the phone, Dr. Watson replied with some powerful insight. He said, "People think that they cannot go on because they are not good enough, but that is not the gospel." Dr. Watson went on to explain that despite the fact that we are not good enough, God is, and he can give us the grace to live for him. His words and response were some of the most encouraging that I have ever received and will hold close to my heart forever. With encouragement, may you find the strength in submitting to God, who can enable you to proclaim, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." No matter what context, you can have this contentment in Christ.